My message to the brothers is that in order for a woman to follow you, you have to be a good leader. She's not going to follow you because you wear pants and she wear a dress. She's not going to follow you because you were able to hit her upside her head or smack upside her face or go out and be with another woman. Those are not ways that's going to get a woman to follow you. And when we have problems in the household, it invariably, even if it's the woman initiating the problem, it's the man's fault. Whether the kids initiate the problem, or his woman initiate the problem, or their parents initiate the problem, it's always the man's fault, because Yah gave the man the ability to be the leader of the household. And there's only, and you need to know this, don't need to have a separate class, the only way a woman is going to follow a man is that he has to have two things going for him. She got to respect him, and he got to lead through kindness. That's the only way a woman will follow a man, through kindness, because she wants to. She wants to. I used to get sick with the women that come into class. I got with him. He knew better, but he sexed me. But he sexed you because you allowed him to. Man can't have sex with a woman if she don't want to. Every time a woman goes to bed, she wants to. She has to commit herself. She has to initiate that act, because if she don't want to, there's no way that a man can have sex without the woman committing herself to that act. And men have to lead through righteousness. And you have to lead the class through righteousness. You got to lead your family in righteousness. And by not saying righteousness, you can't constantly point out every little fault that the woman has. Because we'd be busy all day. We couldn't rest. But the scripture says it is a glory for a man to do what? To pass over a transgression. Not only is it a good thing, not only is it a wise thing, not only is it a prudent thing, but it is an honor. It's a glory for a man to be able to look over a transgression. And to look over a transgression, the first thing he got to do is say, she's just my wife. She gonna make mistakes. Just like I'm gonna make mistakes. So don't need me just constantly pointing out this, that, and the other. I wanna lead, so I'm gonna try to teach you by example. So when I get off work sometime, I'm gonna come home and I'm gonna do this. Just to show her that I can work all day and still do this. Then I'm gonna help her, because no need of all the household chores being hers, merely because she's a woman. Why both of us have to go to work? And then when I get off work, I can sit down and watch TV all day long. But she got to cook, feed the kids, wash the dishes, wash the clothes, change the baby, clean the house. And I say, that's your job because you're a woman. Well, that's a job because you're not being a strong man. Because a strong man can do and help his wife with every one of those things. Help her wash. Help her clean the house. Help her cook. And watch the babies. So you have to lead by example. Get down doing the things that's not necessarily the obligations traditionally of a man you can do. And teach your wife the same thing.